You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Margaritaville does sound amazing. Like,
yeah, it also sounds really expensive and is probably extremely overpriced for what it is just because it's Margaritaville, right?
What's like something else we could put Ville on that would be amazing?
It's not Gainesville, I can tell you that.
Nachoville.
No. Nachos don't need anything. They're fine on their own. You gotta take something that's not so good to make it great.
Well, margaritas are fine, but
there's a town in Northern California spelled V-A-C-A-ville. I always thought it was Vacaville. Turns out it's Vacaville. Now, Vacaville is bordering a county that is literally called Yolo County. Me and Zach Harper came up with this whole plan to incorporate Vacaville in Yolo County and make it into this amazing resort town. Just fix it up and tell everybody, hey, you want to get away? Go to Vacaville in the heart of Yolo County.
I mean, are you like Greg that you need to be walking around? Because you've been giving us a tour of your house for like the last half an hour. We're just seeing different like ceiling fixtures and air vents.
I tell you, like, when you're on the phone, don't you guys pace? I pace when I'm on the phone.
I do, yes. All the time.
Yes, thank you.
I make my bed. Whenever I'm on like a phone call meeting, my bed gets made.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God. I swear. Dude, my wife comes home, she'll be like, why is the bed made? I was like, oh, I was on a call today.
I mean, are you?
I'll just walk around the bed making it.
I'm with Billy. I don't believe it.
I questioned you on that. Yeah.
I swear to God on my 3-year-old daughter's life.
Well, what do you do with the phone?
When I'm meeting.
Well, wow, that's
I mean, if I'm telling the truth,
unnecessary.
It kind of makes me wonder how often you're lying. If this is the one where you're like, I swear to God on my daughter's life,
escalated to an unreasonable place
for something so trivial too. Like you, exactly.
Well, it's like it's to call me a lie. I mean, I say I've like admitted to like Pete. I've admitted like the most ridiculous.
Three-year-old daughter.
Show.
It's like if you didn't do it, we wouldn't care. It's okay.
We believe you.
I mean, I wasn't calling you a liar. There's no reason.
Are you sure that it's not Vacaville, like Cowville? That it's not in Spanish?
No, it is. It is Vacaville, but we propose to change the pronunciation to Vacaville in the heart of Yolo County, and that way we'll get a lot of tourism.
Right.
That's like Boca Raton. It's called a rat's mouth. Is the name of the city. Yeah, it's one of the worst names of a city ever.
That's true. Yeah. You're so right about that. Boca Raton is the rat of a mouth, the mouth of a rat. And the reason that's funny is because Boca is where a lot of money is. And so I wonder if all of the Lou Dobbses there understand that they live in the mouth of a rat. Because Boca Raton, it doesn't even make any sense that it's named that. Is it not one of the classiest names that we have in South Florida that you associate with money?
Boca Raton, yeah, certainly. Palm Beach, Boca West Palm Beach.
Boca Raton, the home of many a federal informant.
Fascinating. So it's,
today years old when I found that out.
It's, well,
rat's mouth.
I think really you didn't know that, Roy. You've lived here all your life and didn't know that Boca Raton was named after the mouth of a rat.
That, and I don't know Spanish, so that's kind of a problem since I live in Hispanic neighborhood.
You're Lou Dobbs.
I'm Lou Dobbs.
Hey, Chris, I'm about to make my bed, by the way.
You should.
Ooh, walk them through it. What's your technique, Chris? Because there's different ways to make beds.
You know, just take the comforter and, you know, put it over the bed. And then by the pillows, fold it a little bit, a little flap.
Chris, where do you hold the phone when you're making the bed?
I mean, I'm just like on a speaker usually, holding it in my left hand and like circling the bed, just like making sure that like the comforter's tight and it's...
You're doing this one-handed.
I mean, what's happening here? Like,
do you fluff the pillows?
He seems very, very... Listen, he's getting mad at us.
Yeah. I'm not questioning if you're telling the truth. I'm just...
No, me and Billy.
No, I am. Hold on.
A two-hand project? Like, making the bed is something that's like you need two hands to do it every single... Like, you know, you can't do it with one hand.
No, if you're fully changing up all the sheets on your bed, you're going to need two
hands. I'm not changing the sheets. Get out of here. I'm just making the bed. You wake up in the morning, the bed is messy, and you just, like, pull the comforter and
do you tuck the sheet? Do you do multiple sheets or
no? No, this isn't a hotel. Okay, get over yourself. Hotel rooms with the sheet tucked in.
I believe, though, that now that it is up in question whether or not the semantics of what you're talking about, because it doesn't sound like you're making your bed, whether we've just killed your 3-year-old daughter, because you feel like you've made the bed, but there seem to be some there. This is why you don't do that, Chris. This is why you don't swear. You think you've made the bed, and now your 3-year-old is dead.
I know my truth, and I know that the bed is made after these phone calls, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's
but
all I
it
need
sounds
to know.
Like the committee here truth. Of people judging whether your 3-year-old gets to live or not doesn't believe that you're actually making the bed correctly, because throwing the comforter, is it enough to make the bed to just throw the comforter on there? Do you not have sheets?
Yeah, I don't do sheets.
What do you mean you don't do sheets?
Like, what do you mean you don't do sheets?
No, we sleep on. Like, I don't, like, have a sheet that I sleep under. Like, Okay. Obviously my bed has, like, a bed sheet on it, but I'm talking about, like, then it's just a comforter. I sleep on top of a sheet, but I don't have a sheet under my comforter.
I understand. No, that extra sheet is like the cheese, right, in a sandwich. You have the bun, and then you're the meat, and then there's the other bun. Do you want the cheese? Some people yes, some people no.
Even though you call me a liar, I'm going to defend you and say you're right, Billy. That sheet it's a perfect analogy that you made.
Thank you.
See, now I'm imagining the mob standing over Chris's family with a gun
again with
his
this rat
head.
Joke,
and they're checking the bed. They're checking the bed. What about the sheet? Hey, nobody said anything about a sheet.
I don't give a sheet.
Oh, Lord.
What? What? All right, once was enough.
You thought you had the closer.
Oh, I did.
We all
just blew the save.
We all looked at you. He thought he had the window where he was going to come in here and nail the dismount. Like Cody on a landline. He thought he was going to nail the dismount. I don't give a sheet is what he ends up closing the show with.
A blown save. Oh, no.
Are we recording?
I don't know.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.